Here's a message for all America.
人民币升值解决不了中美贸易逆差的问题。
So just in case you don't speak Mandarin, I'll give you a very...
My kids tell me this lesson. They're taking Mandarin in
They're offering Mandarin in the Jersey schools,
That's
too.
Right.
But anyway, here's a brief, basic translation. Try what you want, but it won't work. We're happy with how much our currency is worth, even if you're not. That's the message from China's foreign ministry. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner is the guest of honor at day two in hearings that are designed to force China to revalue its currency, the yuan. The U.S. claims China is keeping its currency as much as 25% to 40% under its real value, and that gives its manufacturers an unfair advantage against imports, and it makes Chinese exports even cheaper. Here's Republican Representative David Camp. He's a ranking member of the Ways and Means Committee, and he took China to task yesterday.
China must address its woefully inadequate protection of intellectual property, eliminate subsidies to Chinese companies, remove harmful indigenous innovation policies, end its restraints on exports of raw materials and rare earth minerals, and eliminate the myriad other barriers to U.S. exports.
Joining us now is the BBC's business correspondent, Mark Gregory. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
You know, we heard from economist Peter Morici saying the Obama administration isn't doing enough to address the devalued currency of China. But I'm wondering, what can the U.S. do outside of these hearings where they talk about it? What can they do?
Well, there's a bill before Congress at the moment, the Currency Reform for Fair Trade Bill, that's backed by Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan and has been co-sponsored by 132 others, which would give the Commerce Department the authority to impose a range of much higher tariffs on Chinese goods, or indeed any country that America considers to have its currency undervalued against, which is producing goods considered to be injurious to American industry. So that would give it fairly kind of carte blanche powers to impose punitive tariffs. Now, there's a lot of opposition to that, and it seems unlikely, but it's certainly a measure of the degree of feeling in Congress over this. Of course, other measures that the U.S. government could do, it could whack in a lot more complaints to the World Trade Organization, complaints about unfair Chinese trade practices, and indeed the administration launched a couple of those yesterday.
I imagine the temptation when the United States is still in economic trouble to blame an outside agency for that is pretty high. But what's the credibility of the claim that the Chinese is actually responsible for a certain extent for putting a damper on the American economy?
Well, it's clear that China's currency policy means that its currency is about 40% undervalued against the US. But, of course, a lot of economists say that that's only a very small part of the reason why America is, in effect, exporting jobs to China. Essentially, Chinese wages are so much lower than American wages that actually minor movements in the currency probably may not make a great deal of difference.
So China says absolutely not, we won't consider it. Is that kind of the last word?
Well, no, this is an ongoing dispute that, of course, has been going on for years. And what happens is that the Chinese make minor policy concessions. Just in the last couple of days, they've allowed their currency to rise a little bit. A big thing is coming up on October the 15th, when America, the government, issues its regular reviews of currencies. And it may be possible this time that China will be declared to be a currency manipulator, which could lead the way to maybe much more draconian American policy.
Mark Gregory is the international business correspondent for our partner, the BBC.